The Or HaChaim tells us about, in this week's Parsha, we learn about Sviras HaOmer, as we learn about the other holidays in Parshas Emor. So, as we are in the midst of Sviras HaOmer, the Or HaChaim tells us, why is it Usvartim Lachem? Why is this idea that you have to count for yourself? So the Or HaChaim, that the whole purpose of Sviras HaOmer itself is to be able to, for the Jewish people to receive the Torah, where they just left Mitzrayim, they just left Egypt, and they have to be able to get to the level of receiving the Torah. So in order to do that, says the Rechaim, Ratz Hashem l'sdavik l'mazu. Hashem wants to join together with the nation. He wants to be able to have a Shechina really develop and sit amongst the people. However, Dan ba k'mishpat nida, but the Jewish people, because of the impurities of Egypt, they're like a nida, they're like a woman who is in menstruation, and therefore she needs to have, just like she needs to have 7 clean days, so too B'nai Yisrael needed to have 7 clean weeks. That's a sphere as a 7 clean weeks itself. He asks the question, days to weeks, that's not fair. That's not easy. So he says, why kan shiva shavuos? He says, letzad aflaga satuma, because the intense level of impurity that existed amongst the Jewish people, and because of the fact that it was to the impurity of the entire Jewish nation as a whole, that's why it wasn't enough to be 7 days. Therefore, it also needed to be 7 weeks. And obviously, Hashem understands to that extent of what that is. But there is an obvious comparison of the 7 days to the 7 weeks for the Jewish people. Therefore, he says that when it comes to the purification of the Jewish people, Hashem did not allow them to have the Torah right away, because they would not have been worthy of receiving the Torah right away, because their entire souls were not cleansed of this entire experience. And therefore, he says, that's why we don't count Svira on the day of Pesach itself. It's called Mimachras HaShabbos, the day after Pesach. Why is it Mimachras HaShabbos? Because on the day of Pesach itself, we were still in Mitzrayim. And just as we know when it comes to counting purity for Anida, it has to be Yamim Shleim, it has to be complete days. Therefore, the first day of Pesach could not actually count, and therefore the counting needed to start after Pesach when we were fully out of Mitzrayim and there was no semblance of Egypt that was actually within us. Therefore, it goes on Mimachras, the day after, so the 7 weeks can actually begin then. But then he asks, but wait a minute, what does that have to do with us? We didn't leave Egypt now. They left Egypt. I understand why they needed to count the day after, but us, we didn't leave Egypt. So he says, no, but that's clear. In Kabbalah, we understand the concept that whenever there's a spiritual experience that happens at any point in time, that thing relives itself through every generation. And therefore, for the Jewish people, whenever we go through Pesach, we should know on the first day of Pesach, there is a level of impurity that exists amongst us. And only once the day after Pesach begins can we actually start counting, because that ultimately, there is now a new purity level that actually exists. That means for us, certainly when it comes to Svira, they're actually living through days of purity. As much as we like to say about working on our midos and about rectifying ourselves for the Torah, there's also the concept for us to understand that, guess what? We're living in the days of purity itself. So that itself should be a purification process, so we should be able to receive the Torah in the next coming weeks.